This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen. The 12 best NFL teams according to our GM, Vinny Serrato.
You're damn right I'm serious. Look, they might not be pretty, but any one of mine is worth 10 of yours.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. We're cranking up the loud music and we're cranking up the sports talk. Week 7 of the NFL season ended last night with the Ravens over the Buccaneers. Arizona stuns the Chargers at the buzzer. Chad Ryland, former Terp, with the game winner. So records have been achieved. Let's talk about it. The Dirty Dozen, Vinny style.
All right, let's recap. Week 7, number 1 was Minnesota, 2 Kansas City, 3 Houston, 4 Baltimore, 5 Detroit, 6 Green Bay, 7 Buffalo, 8 Washington, 9 Tampa, 10 Pittsburgh, 11 Atlanta, 12 Chicago. So coming in at number 12, 4-3 Indianapolis. They beat the Dolphins 16-10. They're at Houston. Zaire Franklin leads the NFL with 76 total tackles. And you know who's in second?
Roquan Smith
with 74.
Coming in, doesn't feel like it, though, does it?
No, it doesn't. Those 17 tackles, 17 helps.
Yeah.
Or 18. Coming in at number 11, 4-2 Chicago. And we're going to hear a lot of the NFC North in these 12. 4-2 Chicago, they were on bye. They're at Washington. And the Bears' defense is one of the 5 NFL teams allowing under 5 yards per play.
That's strong. Real strong, because that was considered, right, the weak point of the team. And by the way, offensively, Caleb Williams starting to get his sea legs under
him. Yes,
he
is. And Jaden Daniels, probably not playing. If they say week to week, I'm guessing he's not playing this week. And ribs with a quarterback where you got to twist, I guarantee you that's real painful. So if I'm a betting man, because I've had 5 broken ribs before, he may miss 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, the odds makers are feeling you there, Vinny. According to ESPN Bet, Bears 3-point favorites at Washington.
Oh, yes.
That line has changed almost 6 points, I think.
Which is crazy, Bob, because you said the other day, Mariota played well.
Yeah, can he sustain that?
That's right. Team's got to prepare for Mariota. All right, coming in at 10, 4-2 Philly. They beat the Giants in New York 28-3. They're at the Bengals. Saquon Barkley leads the NFC in all-purpose yards with 761.
He looked fast Sunday against the Giants.
Well, he looked powerful, too. He was running over. He was running pissed off.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Coming in at 9, 5-2. This is for Dave Labrosi, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They beat the Jets 37-15. They're hosting the Giants on Monday night. The Steelers lead the AFC with 13 takeaways. And that's big. That's what that defense gives, that pressure. You know, pressure on the quarterback and interceptions and things. Coming in at 8, 5-2 Washington. Beat Carolina 40-7. And said earlier, they're hosting the Bears. Washington has won 3 of their last 4 games by 21 or more points. They've had only 4 such wins over their last 11 seasons.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of mediocrity down in that organization. Woo. For many years. But Carolina just kind of, I mean, first series, Dalton's, hey, you want a touchdown?
Yeah.
Washington? Oh, sure, we'll take it.
Yeah, like I flipped over and it was already 7-0. I says, what, there's 14-something to go.
Yeah. It's going to be a longer year for Carolina.
All right, coming in at 7, 5-1 Minnesota. They lost to Detroit 31-29. They're at the Rams on Thursday night. Vikings, they're 3rd in team sacks with 24. They're very good against the run. They're kind of like the Ravens against with the pass.
Well, you got Van Ginkle over there doing things with that flowing hair, and Grenard's been a big acquisition in the offseason.
Yeah, and Daniel Hunter, who left them, is doing a great job for Houston.
Yeah, they basically traded out Grenard for Hunter. Yeah.
Coming in at 6, speaking of Houston, 5-2, Houston. They lost at Green Bay 24-22. They're hosting Indy. Houston is second in the NFL in total defense, allowing 277 yards per game. And that's not bad. I mean, and they've got 5 defensive starters out.
Yeah.
So that was pretty impressive against the Pack. Coming in at 5. 5-2 Buffalo. Beat Tennessee 34-10. They're at Seattle. That'll be an interesting game. Bills lead the NFL with a plus 10 turnover margin.
Yeah, and usually Josh Allen's very giving on the offensive side of things, but tighten it up a little bit. He didn't play all that great first half.
Last 3 games.
Yeah, he made plays when he needed to in the second half this week.
And they've been running the ball much better.
Yeah, Cook's back.
And what's his name helped him? Their new Cooper helped him. A new wide receiver scored a touchdown, which GM probably liked. Coming in at 4, 5-2 Packers. Beat Houston 24-22. They're at Jacksonville. Jordan Love is one of only 3 quarterbacks to have 15 or more touchdown passes.
He's got a share of picks, though, right? I don't have his stats in front of me.
I don't either.
Easily reachable here.
Yeah, I think he does, Bob. You know, the other two are Tampa and Baltimore.
He has thrown
Baker 8 picks.
Picks. There you go.
Yeah, Baker and Lamar. Coming in at 3, 5-1 Detroit. They won at Minnesota 31-29. They're hosting Tennessee. Good chance they're going to be 6-1 Detroit. Jared Goff has only 15 incompletions in his last 4 games, 91 attempts.
You're not afraid of Mason Rudolph or Will Levis?
I am not. Mason Rudolph, watching him the other day, not at all. Will Levis, he'll turn it over eventually.
Yes, he will.
Coming in at 2, 5-2 Baltimore. They beat Tampa 41-31 last night. They're at Cleveland. Do we know who's playing quarterback yet? Well, I guess it's Jameis, right?
Because DTR got hurt.
Yeah. All right, in his career, Lamar Jackson has 20 touchdowns and no interceptions on Monday Night Football.
20-0?
Yeah.
Wow. That's why Aikman said he wishes we
do
call
all
their
games. That's not bad, is it, Norm?
Could be better.
All right, coming
always
in,
room for improvement.
Well, hey, they're only 23-1 against the NFC with Lamar.
Coming in at number 1, Kansas City, 6-0. They won at San Fran 28-18. They're at the Raiders. In his career, Pat Mahomes is 95-25 as a starter, including playoffs, which is unbelievable. But this year, I mean, they're 6-0. And I was telling Bob, 6 touchdown passes, 8 interceptions, 82 quarterback rating, and they're 6-0.
And where's the howitzer? We haven't seen the old howitzer yet. I know his receiving corps is decimated. But
Kelsey hasn't done much lately.
Looking like he's logging the piano a little bit there, Travis Kelsey.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bob, by weekend, he's in New York, he's here, he's probably in London or where, you know, who knows where he goes in his bye week. So they haven't even cranked it up yet offensively, and they're undefeated. All right, so in summary, Kansas City 1, Baltimore 2, Detroit 3, Green Bay 4, Buffalo 5, Houston 6, Minnesota 7, Washington 8, Pittsburgh 9, Philly 10, Chicago 11, Indy 12.